fiery horse with a speed of light, a cloud of dust, and a hearty hi-yo Silver, the Lone Ranger. Faithful Indian companion Tonto, the daring and resourceful masked rider of the plains, led the fight for law and order in the early western United States. Nowhere in the pages of history can one find a greater champion of justice. Return with us now to those thrilling days of yesteryear. From out of the past come the thundering hoofbeats of the great horse Silver. The Lone Ranger rides again.
Come on, Silver. Let's go, big fella.
Pedro Camargo had quit Mexico only a few jumps ahead of pursuing government soldiers. Eventually, he made his way to Tombstone, reputed to be the most lawless town in the West. There one night, as he lounged in a cafe contemplating his bleak future, he felt a hand pressed hard into his shoulder.
Well, look who I find here, of all the places in the world. Pedro Camargo.
Quiet. Do not say my name so loud.
You mean to tell me you're running away up here too, Pedro?
Senor, you make a mistake. You call me...
Who do you think you're fooling, Pedro? You know me. Vinco, that's who I am. Vinco Shea.
I have never seen you before, senor. I have... He was not a lawman after all.
Huh? What are you talking about?
That hombre who stood there at the end of the bar. The way he keep looking at me, I think surely he's a lawman. But now he is gone, and I am relieved. Oh, Vinco, amigo. It's good to see you.
Well, that's more like it. This is real luck bumping into you, Pedro.
Luck for Pedro? Vinco, you are my amigo, and always you have treated me good.
Well, let me treat you now. What are you drinking?
Right now, I sip slow on a glass of wine because I cannot afford more.
You want some red eye?
Oh, Vinco, such a thing to ask a man who loves red eye. Of course I will have some.
The barkeep, pour my pal here a double shot. Then, Pedro, when you get it, we'll sit over at a corner table and talk where we can't be heard.
Vinco, this is a good-tasting thing.
Well, I'm going to give you something better. Here, a gold piece for you.
Madre, this is for me. Uh-huh. But of course it is for me.
What's the matter with you? What are you groaning about?
Because, Vinco, whenever you give me money, it is for something bad you want me to do. Then always trouble pursues me, like the law.
There'll be no trouble this time, Pedro. You're just the man I need to do a certain job for us.
And who, amigo, are the people you call up?
You ever hear of Coy Harper?
Coy Harper? Who has not heard of that hombre? Tuffy is in a great gambler. But more than that, he is a smart one. Never does the law catch up with him, no matter what he does.
Yeah, that's Coy, all right. Plays his hand to get the full strength out of it. But he never makes an overplay.
So you work for him now?
Yeah, Duke and I are his right-hand men. We cut in on all the jobs we do for him. He's holding a big stake for us now.
So that is why the gold and red eye run free.
Yeah. And we have another job set up that we want you to help us on.
Huh?
A bank job.
Oh, no. No. Not for me, a bank job. I steal a sheep, a cow, or maybe a horse. Sometimes I kill an hombre I don't
Hold
like.
It. But... Hold it. You don't like lawmen, do you?
Lawmen in Mexico, in this country, I do not like them at all.
Good. Because in this bank job, Duke and I do the hold-up part. We just want you to get a certain lawman out of town while we work.
And if I say I do not want to join in this job?
Back you go to Sonora, where they want you for murder.
Huh.
Where they'll hang you from a tree.
Huh.
I'll make sure you go back.
Enough, Inco. I work for you. But tell me first, where is this town you talk about?
It's west of here. A real live town it is, too. You've heard about it. It's Bolverado.
The town of Bolverado, half a day's ride west of Tombstone, was fast becoming as lawless as Tombstone itself. A new kingdom of crime was in the making, and it was for this reason that the Lone Ranger and Tonto headed for Bolverado to help bring law there. It was evening when the two men set up camp in the hills outside the town.
We'll get in touch with Sheriff Denton in the morning, Tonto. We helped him once in the past. Perhaps we may be able to do so again.
Him good man. Not afraid of crook or outlaw.
But he can't get deputies, so he's doing a one-man job. That's too great a task for even the bravest man.
Kimasabi, you have idea who head outlaws in town?
No, Tonto. But Coy Harper set up hotels and cafes there. His reputation's the worst. I think he's the man we'll keep our eyes on.
At that moment, in his suite of rooms in a hotel he owned, Coy Harper met with outlaws Vinco Shea and Duke Foster.
No one saw you sneak up here, Vinco?
We made sure of that, didn't we, Duke?
Yeah. We made sure Sheriff Denton was the other side of town.
Denton, huh? He's been causing me a lot of trouble lately. I hope nothing goes wrong tomorrow morning.
Don't worry, Coy. Duke and I'll take over Hibbs and the two people who work in his bank before he knows what happens.
And he'll never recognize us in different clothes and wearing masks like we'll be.
And as for leading Sheriff Denton into the ambush you've set up, believe me, Pedro will do a perfect job. You'll see.
I hope so. Because with Bill Denton gone, we'll not have to worry about law in this town anymore. We'll run things the way we like. The way I like.
Shortly after dawn next morning, Sheriff Bill Denton heard a knock on his front door.
No.
He walked to the door and opened it. A Mexican, visibly upset, stood in the doorway, hat in hand.
Oh, Senor Sheriff, it's good you are here. Please, you must give assistance quick.
What are you talking about? Give whom assistance? Where?
Oh, Senor Sheriff, it is the bandidos.
Bandits? Where?
Senor Sheriff, up in the hills I have a cabin. In the cabin I have gold, which I find in the earth. Come last night, the bandidos. They break into my cabin, Senor Sheriff. They eat my food and drink my wine. Next, they say they will take my gold.
Bandits broke in on you and they didn't take your gold right away?
That is right, Senor Sheriff. Now they sleep. I sneak out here and come to you. Please, you must give assistance quick before they wake. Take my gold and escape.
Well, that's my job. Wait till I get my guns.
Now, what's your name?
Pedro. Pedro Manuel Camargo. My cabin is to the west in the hills where I show you.
Strange, I never saw you around, Bolverado.
But, Senor Sheriff, I never come to town. This town is bad. I stay near my cabin always and search for gold.
Well, let's get out of here, then. Look into this matter. Lead the way. I'll have my horse ready in a minute.
A few minutes later, as Pedro Camargo and Sheriff Denton galloped out of town, Coy Harper, peering from behind the window curtain of his hotel room, chuckled.
So long, Sheriff Denton. This is the last time I'll see you riding like that, huh?
The Lone Ranger and Tonto finished breakfast and left their camp. The sun had been up for more than an hour as they brought their horses to the edge of a deep incline and gazed toward the east where the town of Boverado lay.
Town look peaceful, Kimasabi.
Proving how deceiving appearances are. Towns like Boverado go to sleep at dawn, don't really awaken until...
Kimasabi, look. Down below behind Big Rock near road.
Yes, I see them, Toto.
Five men, Kimasabi, on horses. Them act like hold-up men.
Wait till I look through my binoculars. Toto, they have bandanas across their faces. They are bandits.
And them get ready to ride, Kimasabi.
There are two horsemen coming along the road.
Ah.
The sun's causing something on his shirt front to gleam as if... Toto, that's Sheriff Denton. He's heading for an ambush. Let's get down there quick. Monsilver!
Get him up, scout!
Sheriff Bill Denton, riding with Pedro Camargo, felt uneasy and slightly suspicious of his companion. As they neared the massive boulder called Bald Head Rock, Denton slowed his horse.
Pedro
followed suit.
Senor Sheriff, something is the matter.
That's what I was just wondering. Camargo, where exactly is this cabin of yours?
Well, not far, Senor Sheriff, in the hills away. We go around Big Rock, then turn up on trail that go there. Senor, why you look like that?
Two men riding down from the hills. Are they your bandits?
Well, that may be, Senor. That I cannot tell from here. I do not think they are, Senor Sheriff. A white horse like that, I did not see one ride.
What's wrong there?
The crooks waiting in ambush had seen the two horsemen riding down toward them. To avoid an encounter, the crooks galloped their horses onto the road and headed toward Denton and their pal Pedro.
Musty, what had... Oh, the bandits, you knew they were coming. Pedro, this means a fight. Get your gun out. Over here, Musty.
Stop, Senor. Come on. Get off the road.
I say stop or I shoot.
No!
The shots from the oncoming crooks whizzed by Sheriff Denton, who was riding for cover. It was Pedro's shot that crashed into his shoulder and sent him hurtling to the ground. Denton, as he fell, saw Pedro riding down on him, ready to fire again.
I get you good now.
But Denton's gun went off first. Pedro tumbled from his horse as his crook pals galloped onto the spot. The crooks fired as they approached, and one of their bullets hit Sheriff Denton. But two found their target in Pedro. The Lone Ranger and Tonto shots were getting nearer, and the fleeing crooks, with no time to turn and fight, fired wildly over their shoulders.
All right, scatter, boys. We took care of the sheriff. Those hombres behind us shoot too good.
Let's go.
Scatter, meet them behind us. I'm hit. They got me.
The crooks separated and rode off the road into the brush as one of their men fell to the ground, hit by a shot from the Lone Ranger. Seconds later, the Lone Ranger and Tonto rode up, stopping where the bandit lay.
Tonto, those other four are riding in different directions. It'll be useless to follow them now. We must look after the sheriff and his friend first.
Kimasabi.
We'll make this crook tell us who his pals are. If he doesn't, I'm
going to... Don't shoot me! You can't shoot me when I'm down like this! You shot me already!
Tonto, take care of this fellow. You know what to do.
Me know what to do, Kimasabi. Me take care of him good.
Come on, boy.
Tonto dismounted and walked toward the wounded crook, who lay on the ground wide-eyed with fear at the thought of torturous death by an Indian. The Lone Ranger rode back to where Sheriff Denton and Pedro Camargo lay, their shirts wet with blood.
Easy, steady, big fella. Sheriff, are you conscious?
Yeah. You, the masked man.
Don't try to talk yet. I'll bandage your wounds and do what I can for you and your friend.
That coyote's no friend. He shot me. He led me...
Never mind. Tell me later. I'll still look after him. But first, let me help you.
The curtain falls on the first act of our Lone Ranger adventure. Before the next exciting scenes, please permit us to pause for just a few moments.